朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
感谢主，我们有几次的机会跟弟兄姊妹一起在主日崇拜思想约翰福音二十一章里面所给我们的一些教训。
Thanks the Lord for the several opportunities we have to contemplate on the messages through the John, book of John chapter 21.
在约翰福音二十一章里面，除了我们看见耶稣基督这个主要中心的人物以外，我相信我们都知道彼得是这一章圣经里面的主角。
In the book of John chapter 21, besides Jesus as the main character in this chapter, we also understand that Peter played a very important role.
在约翰福音二十一章这段经文里面，十四节特别提到，那一次耶稣的显现是对门徒们在一起聚会第三次的显现。
Verse 14 in this chapter is stated specifically that this is the third time that Jesus revealed to the disciples after his resurrection.
如果耶稣基督复活之后第二次向门徒的显现是冲着多马的话，第三次的显现很明显是冲着彼得而来的。
If the second revelation of Jesus after his resurrection is pointed towards Thomas, then this third revelation is indeed pointed towards Peter.
因为约翰福音二十一章是在使徒行传的前面。
Because John chapter 21 is preceding the book of Acts.
在使徒行传，主要用彼得开创一个新的一个局面。
The Lord used Peter to open up a new chapter in the book of Acts.
所以在约翰福音二十一章，主对彼得有特别的一个装备和训练。
Therefore, in this 21st chapter of John, the Lord gave Peter a special preparation.
做医生的要花很多年训练自己。
To be a physician, one had to put in time for preparation.
做工程师的也需要花相当的时间来训练自己。
And an engineer has put in years of preparation also.
任何一门行业，我们都需要花一段时间在训练和装备。
And all professionals has to put in time of training and preparation.
弟兄姊妹，我们得救是本乎恩，但是我们要服侍主的时候，也需要一些主特别在我们身上的装备。
Brothers and sisters, it's true that we are saved by the grace. Yet before we serve Him, we have to be prepared also.
当一个人在神面前没有被准备好的时候，神宁愿把准备放在最高的考虑，而把工作放在一边。
For an individual who has not yet trained, God will place that discipline in the highest priority.
摩西四十岁要服侍主。
When Moses started to serve the Lord when he was 40 years old,
但是他自己没有准备好。
And yet he has no training.
主在他身上花四十年的时间来装备他。
Then the Lord spent 40 years to prepare him.
到一个什么地步呢？
When the stage has been reached,
到一个把以色列人受苦受难放在一边的地步，为了要训练装备这一个神所要用的器皿。
The preparation is so important that God lay aside the suffering of Israel in order to train Moses.
弟兄姊妹，神是看重工人，过于看重工作的一位主。
Brothers, this is a Lord that pays more attention to the worker than his work.
在约翰福音二十一章里面，主让彼得学起码三件很重要的功课。
In this 21st chapter of the book of John, Jesus at least taught Peter three lessons.
当我在准备的时候，越发的有一个很强烈的负担，我深深的感觉到，今天若是我们要服侍主，这三个功课也是我们应当参考、应当学习的。
I was deeply burdened as I prepared for this sermon that these three lessons is also applicable to us.
因为从第一节到十四节，在约翰福音二十一章提到侍奉的内容就是主耶稣自己。
And from verse 1 to 17, it dealt with the content of our service, which is our Lord.
我们要认识主，才能够传扬主。
Unless we hold know Him, otherwise we cannot proclaim Him.
我们要经历主，才能够分享主。
Unless we have experienced Him, otherwise we cannot share Him.
如果我们没有这样主观的认识，我们去做什么见证呢？
unless we have a subjective experience, otherwise how can we testify?
在使徒行在里面一而再再而三，我们看见主用彼得传扬耶稣基督。
Repeatedly in the book of Acts, Jesus used Peter to proclaim him.
所以从第一节到十四节，耶稣基督借着他复活行神迹的显现，让彼得再一次对主有一个深刻的认识。
And in the first 17 verses of this chapter, Jesus uses resurrection to teach Peter the lesson.
最近有一些机会看到一些买卖房子的经纪人。
Recently, I have experienced to contact some real estate broker.
当一个人要卖一个房子的时候,
when a person is intended to sell his house,
这些经纪人一定需要对这些房子有相当深入的学习、认识、收集材料、分析等等。
The real estate broker has to learn a lot about that house in the detail.
如果一个人卖一个房子,
if a person wants to sell his house,
一问三不知,
and he has no knowledge in the field,
只知道这个房子是多少钱卖的,
the only thing he knows is the price of the house.
这房子几年, 这房子什么材料, 他都不知道。
How old the house is, what material is built, he is ignorant of.
他一定卖不出这个房子。
How can he sell a house?
今天为什么我们今天不能为主做有果效的见证?
Why is it that we are not effective in testifying for the Lord?
因为我们这些服侍主、愿意服侍主的人，我们的装备不够。
Because of those who want to serve our Lord, it's not well prepared.
我们在彼得的身上看见《使徒行传》的记载，他在任何地方，他传扬他所认识的耶稣基督。
Through Peter, and in the book of Acts, we know that he proclaimed the Lord that he knew.
在使徒行传二章三十六节，他对着五旬节的信息讲完的最后一句话，他怎么说呢？他说：“故此，以色列全家，你们应当确实的知道一件事情，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，上帝已经立他为主，为基督了，只有耶稣基督。”
And at the end of his sermon in the time of Pentecost, he proclaimed to the audience that Israel has to know Jesus Christ. It's Lord. When he entered the temple to pray and he encountered some people in need,
那个人看见彼得进殿里面来祷告,
a certain individual greeted Peter as he came,
希望彼得帮助他,
he expected help from Peter.
彼得说什么?
What did Peter say?
金银我都没有,
I do not have gold or silver.
但是我有一样东西我要给你，我知道这个东西可以解决你的问题。我要奉耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And yet I have something to offer you which can be great help to you.
当他对着这些官府，他宣告说，除耶稣以外别无拯救。
And when he proclaimed in front of the officials that there are no name on this earth that one can depend to be saved.
我们看见使徒行传一直彼得的信息就是一个题目，就是耶稣基督。
Throughout the book of Acts, we know the message of Peter is Jesus Christ himself.
所以在二十一章约翰福音第一节到十四节，主耶稣基督让自己显明在他的面前，让他有福音可传。Therefore,
in the first 14 verses in this book of John chapter 21, that Jesus revealed to Peter what he is so that he has something to proclaim.
他要侍奉，他有侍奉的内容。
He wants to serve, yet he has to have the content of his service.
那十五节到十七节是讲到侍奉的动力。
Verse 15 to 17 talk about the motivation and the power of service.
是什么使他侍奉?
What makes him serve?
爱主的心。
Love, the love of Christ.
不仅在一般的羊群弟兄姊妹中间需要爱来牧养。
Not only do you need love to shepherd the lamb.
主耶稣说连小羊 都要有一个爱主的心来照顾他。
Jesus said that you need love even to the small man.
第一节到十四节，我们看见一个人要侍奉主，在理性这个层面需要主来装备我们。
The first portion of this chapter, we know that we need an intellectual preparation before we serve.
第十五节到十七节，在感情上，我们要来怎么样分别为圣，用感情来侍奉主。
Later part of the chapter is dealt with the need for emotional preparation in our service.
今年要到我们中间夏季回来领会的周神朱牧师有一次说过这样的话。
The speakers of our coming summer retreat is Reverend Chu, he once said.
他说我们今天在教会里面已经太久没有为教会流泪，已经太久没有为世上的人的灵魂流泪了。
He said that it has been too long that the church has shed tears for the lost souls.
求主把这样的一个感情放在我们的负担里面。
May our Lord give that passion and that emotional urge in our heart.
我们的感情，我们的感情有没有交给主？
Did we offer to our Lord our emotions?
我们的感情有没有让主来管理？
Has our emotion and compassion been controlled by our Lord?
但是对彼得来讲，理性的预备不够，感情的预备也不够。
But to Peter, he was inadequate in his intellectual preparation, nor was he adequate in his emotional preparation.
今天我们看到第三步，主让他看见一件很重要，在行动上实际来跟从主。
The first step that Jesus let Peter saw was the importance of his service by action.
一个基督徒要在理性和感情上面要有平衡的装备，不错。
A Christian needs a balance of intellectual and emotional preparation.
Yes, 你有很多的训练，你有很多的奉献，但是你没有行动，于事无补。
You may have a lot of preparation, you may have a lot of offering, but then if you lack of action, it's not adequate.
所以一节到十四节讲到侍奉的。这个内容
First 14 verses dealt with the content of service.
15节到17节讲到侍奉的动力。
15 and 17 verses dealt with the motivation of service.
今天我们要看18节到22节侍奉的方向。
And from 18 verses on, it dealt with the direction of our service.
请各位翻到约翰福音21章，我们从18节读到22节。
Let's read the chapter 21, 18 to 22.
请各位找到以后，我用中文来念就够了。约翰福音21章18节到22节，在我们读18节的时候，请各位不要忘记前面彼得三次问彼得前面三次耶稣问彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Before we start the verse 18, we have to remember that immediately preceding that, Jesus asked Peter three times whether he loved him or not.
最后耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
And lastly, Jesus said that feed my lamb.
然后十八节开始这一段的话。
And then 18 verses later on.
十八节，我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神说，荣耀神说了这话，就对他说，你跟从我吧。彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说，主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒。彼得看见他就问耶稣说，主啊，这人将来如何呢？22节，耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候与你何干，你跟从我吧。在刚才我们所读的这段圣经里面，很明显的有一句话出现两次。
In the part of the scripture that we just read, there are two phrases repeatedly.
19节、22节，主耶稣对彼得说，你跟从我吧。
Twice, Jesus said to Peter, you follow me.
那么在英文的翻译或者在原文，这两句话有一点点的不一样。
English and the original translation has a little bit slightly different meaning.
19节在原文只有两个字，跟随我， follow me, 跟随我。
In verse 19, in the original scripture, it says, just follow me.
22节是你跟从我，有一个说重点在你要来跟从我。
And in verse 22, it says, you follow me.
19节是讲到安慰和鼓励。
Verse 18 dealt with encouragement and comfort.
22节主耶稣叫他跟随，里面有责备和命令。
And yet 20, the second verse may have a meaning of rebuke and command.
那么在十九节，主耶稣是要他说，你要不要灰心，你继续的来跟从我。
It seems like verse 19 is that Jesus said that don't be discouraged, you follow me.
22节，主耶稣对着彼得说，你单单你不要看别的，只要你来跟从我。
And the second part of the scripture, it seems as if that Jesus was pointing to Peter, you, nobody else but just you, follow me.
我们花一点时间分析一下这两方面。
Spend some time to analyze.
18、19节讲到跟从主跟什么事情有关系？
What is the relationship of following Jesus as dealt with in verse 18 and 19?
当彼得在众人的面前表示他对主的爱。
When Peter expresses love to Christ in the public.
当彼得在众人的面前领受了主给他的托付。
When Peter received command from Christ in the public.
然后18节开始。耶稣对彼得说了另外一些很重要的话。
And starting 8, verse 18, Jesus
to
deliver a statement of importance to Peter. What was the relationship?
这些跟苦难有关.
It has relationship with suffering.
你要侍奉吗?
Do you want to serve?
你要爱主吗?
Do you want to love me?
你要跟从我吗?
Do you want to follow me?
你要热心在教会里面, 在神的工作上有份吗?
Do you want to fervently participate in this work in the church?
耶稣对彼得说,
Jesus said to Peter,
你要有一个心理预备,
you have to prepare your heart.
你心里面要有一个认识,
you have to recognize something.
这里面讲到的苦难, 这里面讲到的十字架, 乃是从因为爱主而带出来的。
The suffering and the cross that it is dealt with here is because of love.
这里讲到的苦难和十字架是乃至从侍奉主带出来的。
And the suffering and the cross is secondary to the service.
15节到17节讲到爱主，讲到奉献，讲到喂养，讲到托付。
And it's to talk about the love, follow, and spread the sheep and so on.
所以18节，耶稣在这里提到彼得从此以后。 你要慢慢慢慢走的路，越走越窄，而且你要渐渐的受限制，甚至失去你自己的自由。
And starting from verse 18, Jesus tells Peter that in time the road will getting narrower, and with suffering and indeed you may lose your liberty.
甚至到了19节，不只是失去自由，你还要失去你的生命。
And verse 19, not only will he lose his freedom, but he also going to lose his life.
怪不得在18节，主耶稣用。 非常严肃的话说，我实实在在的告诉你。
Therefore, he proclaimed verse 18 in solemn when he said, "I tell you the truth."
在原文是说，我阿门，阿门的告诉你。
And the original scripture says that, "Amen, I verily I said unto you."
在约翰福音里面，我实实在在的告诉你，出现25次。
In the book of John, the statement saying that I tell you the truth appear about 25 times.
每一次当主耶稣先宣告阿们阿们的时候，下面那句话都是很重要。
Whenever when Jesus completed his statement with amen, amen, whatever followed is very important.
不只是重要，而且是很认真。
Not only was it important, he was very sincere.
我们知道主耶稣常常带着门徒过喜乐的生活。
We know that Jesus has led the disciples into lives of joy.
但是在喜乐的里面，有的时候主耶稣对他的门徒非常的严肃，非常的认真。
And yet among joy, he can be very serious and solemn.
主耶稣在这里说什么？
What does Jesus say here?
在18节，我们看见一个明显的对照。
In verse 18 here we see contrast.
年少的时候，年老的时候
，when you were young and when you were old，
年少的时候你自己，年老的时候别人
，when you were young you yourself， but when you were old somebody else will take on。
年少的时候你可以随意往来，年老的时候你要被人带到你不愿意去的地方。
When you were young you can go where you want， but when you were old you will be led to where you don't want to go。
很明显的一个对照
，it's a very apparent contrast。
年少你自由，年老你没有自由。
You have freedom when you were young, but you lost it when you were old.
年少的时候你怎么样做都可以，年老的时候你不能随便。
When you were young, you can do it at will, but not so when you were old.
现在问题来了。The
question comes.
对彼得来说，
to Peter,
什么时候分他是年少，什么时候分他是年老？
Where is the line of demarcation between young and old?
如果我是彼得，
if I were Peter,
我听见耶稣讲第十八节的话，
I heard verse 18.
我一定要问耶稣。
I will ask,
我现在年少吗？还是我现在开始步入年老？
Am I still young or am I already in the road to go away?
因为太重要了。
Because this is too important.
如果年少，我还可以自由几年。
Because if I'm young, I still have many years of freedom.
那么年老我就认了， 那么谁要书上带着，我就跟着他走了。
Because if I'm indeed old now, I will have to follow somebody else's lead.
那么到底什么叫做年少，什么叫做年老？
So how can you define when you were young and when you were old?
那么彼得听这句话的时候，他自己到底几岁呢？
And how old were Peter when he heard that message?
因为我们可以知道他几岁，我们就可以分他是年少还是年老了。
If we know his age, then we can demarcate it.
人家到了40岁的时候，已经到了 middle age 了。
When somebody was 40, he said that I'm in middle age.
所以我四十岁有 middle age crisis， 我有中年的危机了。
And there are middle age crisis one has to face。
所以也许对彼得来讲，那时候他差不多四十岁。
Maybe Peter was 40，
还是三十岁，我们不知道。
Or maybe in his 30s， but we do not know。
答案在哪里
？What is the answer？
如果各位有英文圣经，我觉得很多时候读英文圣经补充中文圣经很好。
Sometimes I find that the English version of the Bible can be very complimentary.
因为中文圣经这个动词的时态不太清楚。
Because in Chinese translation, there's no time to the word.
如果我们看英文圣经的话
，If you look at the English version.
凡是讲到年少时代的形容，这些动词都是动词的过去式。
All the words using in relation to a young age were past tense.
十八节从年老的开始呢，都是未来式的动词。
And all the words used in relation to old age are in future tense.
那么换句话说，主耶稣对彼得说这些话的时候
，In other words, when Jesus talking to Peter,
我说话之前你是年少。
Before I make this statement, you were young.
我说话完了以后，你就开始年老了。
After I finish this statement, you were old.
我说话之前，你可以随意往来。
Before I make this statement, you can go where you want.
我说话以后呢，你就开始要走那个失去自由的道路。
And after this statement, you have to go into the path where you lost.
或者说，我说话之后，你走的是一条死路。
Or maybe you can say that after this statement, the path you are leading to is going to death.
这可以从动词的时态看得很清楚。
And you can understand this in terms of the tense of the word.
那耶稣在讲这个话是什么时候讲的呢
？When did Jesus say this statement?
请注意，耶稣讲这句话的时候是彼得告诉他“我爱你”的时候讲的。
And we have to know that the statement was made after Peter told Jesus that he loved him.
你还没有爱我，你还是年少。你现在爱我，现在年老了。
You can say that,
熟了。
You can say that before you love him, you were young. But after you love him, you become old.
也是说这句话的时候，是主耶稣把羊群托付给他的时候说的话。
And this statement that Jesus said to Peter was the time when he had put in Peter's hands the flock.
弟兄姊妹，传讲这样的信息不容易。
Brother, sister, it's not easy to deliver a message like that.
似乎在不鼓励弟兄姊妹在教会里面侍奉主。
It almost sounds as if that one does not encourage brothers and sisters to serve the Lord in the church.
你不爱主，你可以自由。
If you do not love the Lord, you have freedom.
你爱主，耶稣说你年老的时候要这样这样这样。
And if you love the Lord, Jesus said that you will be in the old age and something will happen.
你没有侍奉的时候，你是那样那样。
If you do not have service, this and will happen to you.
我现在把羊群托付给你以后，你是这样这样。
But yet after you are entrusted with the flock, the following will happen.
所以他的受苦是从爱主而来的。
Therefore, the suffering brought about because of his love.
所以他的受苦是从侍奉而来的。
Therefore, the suffering came because of the service.
但是主耶稣在这里告诉我们
And yet Jesus told us here,
弟兄姊妹仇敌的对付顶多顶多顶多把你带到肉体的死亡而已
He said that the punishment from your enemy the best will just let you get
因为主耶稣提到他的将来预言到他的将来是指着他怎么死荣耀神说的
And then when Jesus prophesied the death of Peter, he's saying about his glorification of God through his death.
主耶稣在这里讲一个很重要的奥秘。
Jesus made clear a very important mystery.
我们年龄越长，我们对死亡的经历就越多。
The older we became, the more experience we have with death.
渐渐渐渐我已经到了一个年龄我的同辈离开世界的慢慢慢慢也多起来。
Gradually, in my life, among my contemporaries has died.
但是圣经告诉我们耶稣告诉我们从属灵的角度怎么来看。
And yet the scripture has told us how to perceive death spiritually.
这个真理从两个角度来看有两个不同的这个现象。
This truth can be appreciated from two different angles with two different interpretations.
一个角度是死
One angle is death.
死
耶稣说另外一个角度
叫做荣耀神。
And yet on another angle, it is the glorification of God.
我曾经看到一个圣徒写下的一篇祷告，我心里很受感动。
Once I read a prayer written by a saint.
他说主啊
，He said, Lord,
如果我的死能够荣耀你
，If my death can glorify you,
求你让我不怕死。
Please let me not afraid of it.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人不怕死。
Brothers and sisters, nobody is not afraid of death.
当病痛临到我们的时候
，when we have illnesses and suffering,
马上死的阴影就临到我们。
Immediately, the shadow of death casts upon us.
当你进医院的时候
，when we enter into a hospital,
你第一个想到的就是死。
The first thought upon you may be death.
我们不喜欢死
，we do not like death.
我们也不愿意死
，and we do not willing to die.
但是这个圣徒说：“主啊，如果我的死能够荣耀你，让我不怕死。”
And yet this saint proclaims, "But Lord, if death can glorify you, let me not afraid of it."
他说，而且让我欢欢喜喜的用死来见证。
Rather, through death, may I testify to you.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。